needed to, for a tiny home structure. So, because that's really going to, you know, probably make a difference one way or the other. So I just kind of needed to know from you guys what the rules were on that. And that's all.
So there's one existing tiny home right there right now.
Any CUP that goes out the door approved, part of the approval process to get your permit and be ready to rent is you check with the local fire district, whether it's Central, Western, Mark Twain, Cedar Creek, and it's their regulations.
Okay.
So whatever their regulations are, they'll give us a good-to-go final. You've got everything that they need,
okay.
And I have seen that it varies per, you know, for the type of structure.
Okay.
So
all right.
Just
thank
have to check with them.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
That's it. Pretty simple.
So, do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf or against this?
I own currently.
Okay. And do you want to come up?
So when I talked to the fire inspector at the time, he said that the loophole was there because it is a tiny house. It's technically an RV because it still has the wheels underneath it, and so because it's an RV and can be hauled off, then it didn't need a sprinkler system.
Okay.
And let's face it, I told him like if this thing catches on fire, it will be gone by the time you're not going to.
Yeah.
I don't think sprinklers would save it either. But. Just about this property real quick, I didn't buy this for an Airbnb. I bought it because I've got three kids and, you know, I'm from Fordland area and I wanted to give my kids the outside, you know, adventure that I had and get them off screens. It was moderately productive for that. you know, I didn't win that fully. Hopefully you do. But, the trails were there. I wanted to say thank you for approving this. I had a smooth process in getting this approved for this use, but I don't like people in my stuff. I didn't really want to do an overnight rental, but with land like that, you have to use it or it's, you know, it deteriorates. And I have not been able to be up here that much. I live in Baton Rouge. My oldest son is now at West Point. And so when we get time to take a vacation, we go to New York. And, so we haven't been here in a year. So this last year I've been renting it out and, so far, no fentanyl, nothing like that. So I've had good people. Our other neighbors are here as well. So they have a nightly rental behind us, directly behind this property, the other side of the lake. But, all the neighbors there are fantastic. The Missouri distillery at the top of the hill, he's been great. Because he has that distillery, you know, his security and everything, he's far more concerned about what goes on around that property than anything else. And then right across there, if you're lucky enough, you can see Bigfoot on the other side of 248 right there. So it's the Bigfoot tourism place. It's been great and grateful to be here and I've had nothing but, I've had great renters that rent it out. I've had, a little spotty on cleaners and some of that, but as far as the people that come and stay, they've all been great.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
So, any other questions for the applicants? Seems like a pretty straightforward request. Hearing none, any discussion amongst ourselves, or do we have enough to consider a motion?
Scott, have there ever been any complaints on this unit?
I have not had any, no.
Motion to approve.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand to say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Good
so
deal.
The permit will be in Rocking W Rentals, LLC, once you close it in. Okay. And that's what you're going to take your deed in, I assume. Because okay, perfect. Okay.
All right. Well, that's all we have for this evening other than old and new business. Scott was wanting to talk about a February work session for potentially for February. And so, as of right now, we don't have anything for the February meeting.
But we're not to the date.
Or not to the date yet.
So in our bylaws, and we have not done it since I've been here, I think Bob did, it's February meeting supposed to be set aside for review of amendments and et cetera. I'm just going to be straight up honest with you, and Randy's probably there, but I've just about had my fill of complaining, and I know if we cancel that right now, tomorrow, if I get an app, you guys would not hear it until March, and I think that whatever hair I had, I'd pull out because of the madness of the people. So anyway, I wondered if we couldn't have a meeting after, and if we don't have any business on that, we can hold it. It's the 12th is your normal meeting, but I wondered if the following week we could just have more of a work session. All we have to do is put it in the newspaper. You don't have to decide tonight, but in your January meeting, I would need to know if a date worked, or we could decide tonight.
So normally we don't do a meeting in February?
Oh, yeah. We've been holding meeting. We've been having business. We do normal business. We just had enough applications.
Earlier on, we did our amendments and other stuff like that, and then it got busy, and we wound up with 2 or 3 years in a row there where February was loaded up.
Yeah, Bob just had to start holding. Yeah,
we
just
so had to go ahead and hold regular meetings, and we voted on it at the time to go ahead and and have the February meetings and go ahead and.
Do we have things to cover?
Well, we got some amendments we need to cover, and then I wanted to go over Article 23, which was your reasons. We just talked those out again, which I think it's always good.
Well, we have our lawyer here.
No, I don't think I have. No, I'm just no, probably not. he's covered up.
$25 tonight.
Yep. And then also this chart. If you guys get a chance to look at this, I've got a few little spots that I feel like maybe we need to add a C. Couple of spots where there's C's that we might want to change to P's, but that's just stuff we'll talk about. And if you guys get a chance and you have your books, just look at those and see. Now, I have been looking the last couple of weeks to see if there's any new uses. I really haven't found any that strike my fancy as would fit for Taney County that we don't already have, or something's comparable that I can compare it to this. The only one other one that I've been approached with is agritourism. And I'm still doing research on that one as far as how it fit, where it'd go. We'd have to really define what agritourism was.
Is that like tractor trails?
Well, what I have found, it's more of an educational component to do with agriculture and nightly stays. And you might stay and pick out of the garden, or you might stay and feed the cows 2 days, or you could do the tractor.
Dude ranch.
Yeah, there you go. That's kind of the definition that I keep running across. But
didn't we have one of them?
We did a long time ago over on by Bear Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the north side.
Where they could go pet the animals.
Go pet the animals.
Stay overnight, work in the garden.
But anyway, is everybody kind of know? Now the 19th. It's President's Day, so Devin and I will be off. If you pick that day, we won't be here. And Randy won't be
city
here.
City holiday.
Yeah, city holiday. But our normal meeting's the 12th. I don't know if you can look out that far ahead in your calendar to see if you can. Now, the 21st is actually BOA, so I can't do it the 21st. But we could do it later after your meeting that same week. or if you want to go home and think about it and come back in January, because we have a couple or three rezones for January. I can't remember how many. I think for sure two.
Will you know in another month what that February meeting looks like?
The deadline. It's the 15th of January, so no. We will still have a whole nother week of ability for people to apply. That's a good question, though, Tom.
Well, there was one thing that might be worthy of some discussion if we're doing a work session, and that's the land use change in the application for a project coming through at the same time.
We're not going to do those, yeah. You mean the CUP?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to make them get the rezone. We're going to have to do the rezone. And then if it's approved, they can come back and apply for the CUP.
Well, I think that's the way it should be.
I think you're right. Yeah. I agree. I messed up.
That gets you under the shotgun there.
Yeah. Nope, I agree. George is thinking. What do you think?
No, I don't think.
Okay.
No
point. I can't commit.
Okay. Well, I know it's way out there.
Yeah.
Right so now. We'll bring this back to you in January and see if there's a date that'll work and if we can get one. And maybe we'll have a feel for the number of applications and maybe we'll just have one and do it and then have a work session type thing. Does that sound all right?
Yep.
Because we might have a light enough agenda that we could go ahead and do what we want to after. That's all I have.
Could be like the bad old days of Branch and Creek. We're here at 10 o'clock.
There you go.
11. 10 or 11.
How about when we had the racetrack?
Oh, yeah.
We met in the gymnasium over there and we'll stay here at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second? All in favor?
Second.
All right. Meeting adjourned.